Hello?
Hey, how you going? Is this Jack B.
How you going? In Melbourne phone, yeah? Okay, no worries. I'm trying to get in contact with you guys, the company. I need you to release my number because I'm changing ports over to another company that's going to handle everything for me. They're waiting for you guys to release the number. One second. Eight zero four 179. Just give me one second, okay? Can I put you? Just give me one second. I'm gonna get you guys on the phone. One sec. I'll just hold the line for me.
Hey Jeff, I just on the phone to Chris. He's the guy that's trying to organize the port.
Hey mate, how are you? Yeah, I'm doing all right. So I heard, so we have a port with you guys at the moment that we're waiting for to come back. I just had to talk to our ship. Give me a minute, I'll have that date for you now. Bear with me. So this was submitted on the 8th of August, so about 17 days ago now, that report was submitted. Yeah, because I can, if with Melbourne Phone Company at the moment, so they have the port apparently, according to our supplier, and we're waiting on a response from them. So it's been sent to them, and we're waiting to hear back. So. So that's going to be 02-6101-4674. Yeah, I would suggest you chase up your VoIP provider then, because the port's definitely with them. Yeah, and we've used, the SIP provider that we have is a national provider that, on a enterprise level, they do this quite often. So I'm pretty certain they're right when they say it's been Melbourne Phone Company for a while. So I don't know if it's a spec request. I had to speak with my provider over there, and they've said that it was sent to Melbourne Phone Company, and they're waiting on them to acknowledge and accept the port. What hasn't happened? Well, yeah, I'm aware of what a Cat A port takes. Yeah, well, I would suggest that you get on the Melbourne Phone Company then, because the issue with us, right, is the way that our porting process works is they would either send us an update if something went wrong, what I've been talking to them about and what's going on, or if it's rejected, we get an automatic email. And the second thing as well is it's currently with Melbourne Phone Company to accept or reject. So if you can get Melbourne Phone Company to send me an email saying they've not received a port request, I can then take that back to my supplier. Because they're going to want some idea of what's going on. I've also asked them to reach out to Melbourne Phone Company to see exactly what's going on with the port anyway. Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you because, yeah, it's with them. That's the status I have.
I can
if you could get Melbourne Phone Company to send that to me, actually, just so I have a direct copy of it. Right. Even if the customer gives approval for it, because... Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm more than happy to get them on 40, but it's got to come from the Melbourne Phone Company. Like, I need an email from the... Yeah, cool, cool. As long as that comes through, then I will go talk to my supplier and see what's going on, but yeah. Cool. Thank you.